Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is Friday. What day is it? It is Friday. I know it's Friday. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. It is a date, but it's close to. I believe it's the 24th. But we are getting close to the end of April. I'm terrible, I know. I don't even know my own date. But I know it's Friday because we got the show. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. I see Dr. Arlene stands in the queue. I will get there in a minute. Yep, it's the 24th. I just guessed it. But good morning, everybody. It is sun shining. It is bright. It is April. It is still a little cold outside. The sun is brightly shining this morning, and the trees are just beautiful. But I wanted to let you know that today we're going to talk about activating your passion. It's going to be a little challenging, but I wanted to get you to understand how to activate your passion. Let's see. Let's see if Dr. Ellen Spann is stable this morning. Good morning, Dr. Ellen Spann. How are you this morning?
I am well this morning. I am stable this morning, and I'm hopeful that you can hear me this morning.
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Wow. Good morning, Miss Flower. How are you?
Everything is good. Look, you gave the report of what's going on the outside. It is in my neck of the woods. It is, the sun is there. However, it's a little brisk, outside for a 24th of April day.
Yeah, it is cold out. It is really, really cold. And, you know, it's going to warm up a little bit soon enough. But, you know, cold is in the forecast. And I'm actually happy about it. And, you know, because my allergies, you know, when it gets starting this springtime, my allergies starting to act up. And you know, itchy throat and all that stuff. And it already started happening a little bit, but I took my coffee, I took my meds, and I'm good to go this morning. I drank my green tea this morning. It was so good. I might have another cup or two, maybe three, and then see what's in Arlene's cup this morning. But this morning, I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be alive and kicking and be able to share with you some passion and some things that are going on in my neck of the woods. You know, so many times we forget about our passion. We forget about our drive. We forget about our, the reason why we're getting up every morning, the reason why we're getting on calls, why are you on that show every morning? Why, you know, and that's the biggest, actually the biggest question you could ever ask somebody is why, you know, because the why will bring out their passion, their purpose, and the reason why they're doing what they're doing on a daily basis. But again, you know, a lot of times we don't activate that passion. You know, we say, you know, we love business. We say we love to eat healthy. We say we love to do certain things, but then we're like, well, that doesn't fit your description. You know, you say you love the word, but are you reading the word? No. You know, you say you love tea. Are you drinking the tea? No. You say you want to, you know, you want to leave a legacy for your children and your children's children. Are you doing what it takes to be more healthy? No. So what? Why are you thinking that you can leave a legacy and a passion and a drive to your kids, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and you don't have the necessary tools on hand to make it happen. I was just thinking about all the people today that are sitting in the hospital, you know, waiting to get out of the hospital, you know. And I was thinking, like, gee, what is their passion? They're in the hospital laying there, and they don't know their passion, but they know that they're unhealthy, and they got to get healthy. You know, from this point of life, we got to think, well, if I was in that position, what would I do? You know, the doctor says you have a certain amount of time to live. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, are you going to keep on living like you're living? Or are you going to shift and move into a healthier lifestyle? You know, one of the things that's on my heart really today is the health point of thing. And that is where my, I guess where my passion is. I guess so. Because, you know, we as people, we say we're in so many things, we're doing so many things, we're running, we're ripping, racing, running, doing so many techniques and tools and this and that. But where is your passion? Where is your drive? Where, you know, why, you know, you got to ask yourself some mornings, why do you get up? Why do you even open your eyes and get out the bed in the morning? Why do you wake up so early? You got to ask some of those questions. So get your journal out and, you know, take some notes today. You know, all this notes are some valuable, valuable lessons. But if you don't take notes, well, then you're not going to remember everything that is being said. So passion. Let's go over to see what's Arlene's passion today. Dr. Arlene's fan?
Yes, I was just listening to you, and as you're talking, and when you said shifting, you talked about health, and you talk, you know, and you hear people say your health is your wealth, and which is so true. And I, too, am passionate about people being the best possible you can be it in a physical health, be it in your mental health, be it in your spiritual health. But when you said that, and you said passion, you made me think about that movie entitled Passion of the Christ. And you made me think about just what was his passion to help me understand what my passion should be as a Christian, as one who believes in him. And you think about the fact that his passion was for us. His heart was for us. He wanted us to be freed from sickness. He said by his stripes we were made healed. He wanted us to have the mind of Christ. He wanted us to be like him. He wanted us to be joint heirs with him. That was his passion, his reason for being, even to the point of wanting to obey his Father and do what his Father had called him to do, even to the point of saying, Father, not my will, but your will be done. He is the perfect example of when you're passionate about something, it's not just for you. You're doing it in such a way that you want to help and bring others along. And when you talked about health, Jamie, you made me think about what was before not a passion for me because I didn't see it that way. The season wasn't there for me to understand the passion yet. But what was there was the fact that I loved to teach and I loved to impart the knowledge that God had given me with others. So he took that same passion for teaching children, for teaching Sunday school, for teaching in various venues. He took that passion and said, Arlene, because of what you've gone through, because of you recognizing that your own health was at jeopardy once you understood what was going on, and you took that and turned it around and turned it into something where now you want and have a passion and have a burning desire to help others. Now that became the passion. So my passion is to see people get rid of aches and pains. My passion is to see people, especially older people, able to play with their grandchildren. My passion is to see parents be able to go and walk with their children, not say, little Johnny, you go ahead and I'll catch up with you, because they're in pain, because they're overweight, because they can't breathe, because they have whatever that element is. So my passion is to help people who are imparting themselves and giving themselves those type two diabetic needles and find a way that they can come off of that and live in good quality and good health. So when you talk about that, Jamie, you made me think about our Savior and what he came to do, and he had a passion for us. And so that's what we're to do, go out and have passion for one another. So this morning, Arlene sits here passionate about helping others to optimize their health, to be the healthier them that they can be right now today. And they can go out and drink some water. I can give them a tip real quick. Go out and drink some water today. Back to you, Jamie.
No, don't take it. Don't take that drink. Don't take it. Don't do it. Does it have lemon in it?
Oh, yes. You know, gotta have the lemon. Give that alkalinity in your body to fight off all that acid you have sitting in your body. We can have it. Yeah. Put some lemon in there. Yes.
I know. I was just thinking about that this morning. The first thing I do always is I get up. And I go out to the kitchen before anyone else gets up because I like cold water. I go into the fridge and I pour me a glass of water with lemon. And I always think about Arlene because she says you gotta have the water and the lemon, you know. And it's true, you know. So many people just don't understand, you know, how healthy we need to become because, you know. I was talking two things. I was talking to a lady in the bathroom the other night in my church, and she was, I don't know, 400-300 pounds, something like that. She was really, really big for years. And I was talking to her in the bathroom, and one of the things that she said is how she lost the weight. Interesting. Interesting. And what she said is, in a nutshell, is she cut everything in half. Instead of eating a full meal, she ate a half. Instead of eating a whole sandwich, she ate half. Everything that she did, she said she cut in half, and she lost the weight. The second thing is, this morning, I know, right? The second thing is, you know, people today are running with this health and wellness thing, and it's great. It's wonderful. You know, go with it if you can. But when they come off of the product, do you gain the weight back? You know what I mean? Do you have to drink the product for life? Or can you come off of the product in 30 to 90 days and say, you know what, I'm just going to start eating more healthier. I love my products. We all love our products. But this is a question I had for people in the morning, one of my morning calls. I wish you would have heard of Arlene Span. Maybe I'll hopefully get to send you the replay if I can. But
Okay.
You know, my point is, if we took away a lot of network marketing, health and wellness products, and you said the only thing you need to do is eat healthy, who would be the first person to eat healthy? Who would be the first person to say, you know what, you're totally right. I'm going to start eating healthy right now. Most people today in network marketing don't take care of themselves. Enough. They rip, they run, they race, they do this, they do that, and that's great. It's wonderful to make that money, but you know, a lot of us today, like me, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in a network marketing business for a relationship. I'm in this radio business for a relationship. I'm in this business to connect to healthy people, wealthy people, and help them look at a valuable life more than just, oh, I'm here. But here, and people don't understand. If I told your vice president of your network marketing company to come to your house, knock on your door, and say, look, sir, ma'am, I got to take your I got to take your whole process away. You can't use your website no more. Everything's down. You can't even go to your neighbor and get the products anymore. You gotta stop what you're doing right now and don't eat or drink none of these products again. Give me all of them. I gotta take them away from you because you're not eating healthy. Would you get a heart attack the next day? Would you get a stroke the next day? We're so hooked on this health and wellness product. A lot of times, if you take it away, you're going to be pretty much on death row. You know, and we got to learn how to activate. And this is where my passion is. We got to learn how to activate in and through whatever we're going through and whatever we eat, drink, or possess. Because the product that we have, the product that we drink, the product that we own is great. It's wonderful. I used to be in Amway. I used to be in Avon. I used to be in all those, you know, doing jewelry when I was little. I just did a basket, a coffee and tea basket. But all those things are nice. But are you eating healthy? Are you thinking, well, you know, today instead of eating that donut, instead of eating that cake, or instead of eating that pie, I need to eat something more healthy. Most people ignore it. They just ignore it. Because, you know, you want to go out there and you want to get that money. You want to depend on the product, which the product is good. But when they tell you we no longer have the product, what will you do?
Wow.
Will you be healthy or will you not be healthy? What do you think about this, Dr. Audience Fan?
It is amazing to me that you're saying this because my book, the Audience Fan Weight Loss Program, and on there I've put the fact that this program is one that does not have supplementation. And everything that I did personally and what I'm showing others is how to make what they're doing concerning their health a lifestyle change as opposed to even being dependent upon something else. Because I had a lady that said this to me, and I understood what she was saying. She said, okay, now I take insulin pills. She takes a little pill. She said, but now if you're going to offer me another pill, what's the difference in your pill and the pill that I'm currently taking? What's the difference in me getting a pill from X company, and I'm not saying their name, as opposed to, you know, what the doctor is giving me? So some people are of that mentality that, listen, I don't want to take any kind of pills at all. Now you're telling me to take these pills. So the program, Arlene Fan, Sweat, the Arlene Fan Weight Loss Program, there are no pills to take. There are no potions to take. Everything is dependent upon food. Everything is done in such a way that not only are you changing your lifestyle, but you're helping your family's lifestyle to be changed as well. So I understand those people who are in that predicament that say, I took the pills, I took the potions, I did it for 30 days, and now all that weight is back, and I don't know what to do because I don't have any more pills or potions or whatever it is anymore. So, but if you're passionate about learning how to eat properly, and I thank God for my parents. I thank God that I was raised on a little farm in North Carolina because as a result of that, I know what it's like to eat organic. I know what it's like to find food that's good dolly food. I know what it's like to have your own garden. I know what it's like to have food that is healthy, that is real food that's from the plants, that comes out of the ground, that's got dirt attached to it. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to find an apple that on one side of the apple you're eating and on the other side of the apple there might be a worm in it, so you have to take that. I understand what real food looks like and what it will do to your body. And that's the reason Sweat, the Arlene Fan Weight Loss Program, has like a little subtitle that says that we don't have any supplements. It's supplement-free. So I understand the people who want to know how to eat properly. And that's what we teach in Arlene Fan Sweat, the Weight Loss Program. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And I am. I'm all for the natural. I'm all for it, you know. I'm all for it because I have had, what, one or two nutritionists, and through both of them, they said, they gave me supplements, but also they said, you need to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I understand that, you know. A lot of things I couldn't, well, my first nutritionist, I had to take this kind of natural iron pill, and it helped me with my iron. So then mm-hmm. she was pumping me with that. And then my second one, I think she kind of did the same thing. It was through this company standard process where I take this natural pill, and it helped me with my iron and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. that's great. That was great. That was wonderful. But when I stopped taking that product, everything came back. I was like, oh, no. You know, and then, you know, nutritionists are fine. Nutritionists are great. But when you stop doing what they tell you to do, all the weight comes back. All the weight comes back. So, you know, people say, okay, take this product for 30 or 60 days. Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. But my real success is in what is in the product. What is in the product? Do I mm-hmm. have to? And a lot of people, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this replay, but... And my products, the Ganoderma helps with health. That's number one. Mm. Number two, it helps because you know a lot of people like it, but some people don't, and that's fine. You know, tea drinkers, fine. You know, that's your choice. But a lot of people are finding that the Nishi mushroom that's in wherever it's in, you know, can be infused in other products. So I think that's what's in the ISO tea. I think, you know, because it sounds like it is, I read some of the ingredients and it's almost like my company. And mm-hmm. I'm not in ISO tea, but it's similar to the products. Mm-hmm. And I forget who else is out there that has the Nishi mushroom in it. I got to research it. It has this healthy Nishi mushroom that's using the product. But my biggest thing today to tell you how to activate your passion, and this is one way. If you are passionate about helping people solve problems, if you are passionate about just helping people in general, then you really want to stay connected to this show. You really want to stay connected. There is nothing more important than having a healthy connection. So when I talk about activating your passion, I'm talking about going out there every day and doing something to make somebody feel better. I don't care if it's a smile. I don't care if it's just, hi, how you doing today? Something has to activate your passion. That's your drive to get you up. That's the drive to get you going. That's the drive to make you feel better during the day. But, you know, we got a little deep today. But in the surface of health, it's important. It's very important. And I can't tell you, you know, how important it is unless you walk through your life on a day-to-day basis and understand that your body's not going to be any better if you don't focus on your health. You can get up every day, you can eat donuts, you can cakes and pies, all this stuff. Let me tell you, my dad brings some donuts, my favorite kind. Not to say that, I know, Not to, you know, I cheat every now and then, but it's just important that you think about your health. So, Arlene, how can we get in touch with your book today?
Because I'm so passionate about life and people being alive, you can get in touch with my book by going on Amazon.com. That's Arlene Sweat. Sweat's the Arlene Fan Weight Loss Program. Or you can reach me at arlenesweat@gmail.com. Say that.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to think about it. I'm really passionate about you getting out there and make things happen. But you can't make things happen if you can't get up out the bed. You can't make things happen if you're still laying in the hospital saying, I'm going to do it, but you're not doing it. So you can reach me as well, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, if you want to further the discussion. But I want you to put this in your head. If you are in any kind of network marketing company and the CEO came to your door and said, look, you can't use any more of these products because you're not healthy yourself, what would you do? That was my question for the morning call. What would you do? Would you sit there and go through a stroke? Or would you sit there and say, you know what, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to eat more healthy. I'm going to eat a salad instead of that donut, that cake or pie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jamie's Journal. Join me on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. But I want you through the weekend to think about this question because it is so important. You got to think. I love my product, but I need to eat more healthier. So God bless you, and I'll chat with you again on Monday.